720 WGN. It is on the map. It is Dane in for Dave today until 7. And excited to have us. I was talking with Neil before we got on to this. In the world of the mysterious and magical world of magic, it's pretty cool. It's very cool. And when you can have the champions of magic on, you know that you're ahead of the game. And when you can have one half at least of Young and Strange and the guy with the top billing, right? The first one, it's Richard Young. Richard, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to be anywhere at this point, but you could be anywhere because I'm guessing you could teleport all over the place. Plus, you know, we've seen you on America's Got Talent, Penn and Teller. You've been all over the place, a superstar in the world of magic. We'll share a little bit about what's going on with Champions of Magic. I know the run got extended because of so much excitement around it, but talk a little bit about what you're doing here in Chicago.
Yes, so we are the Champions of Magic show, and we've brought basically North America's biggest touring magic show to Chicago for the summer. So we literally have three truckloads full of the biggest illusions, pyrotechnics, we have everything, sleight of hand, grand escapes, and it's a really terrific sort of family show that everybody can enjoy. It doesn't take itself seriously. And we're truly the world's only team of magicians. So yeah. You see four magicians when you come to this show. And we all specialize in different areas. But also, critically, we do a lot of stuff where we're all on stage together. So you're going to see true, now you see me vibe kind of team of magicians when you come to this show. And it's great. We've just been extended until August the 23rd. So we were meant to be here just 7 weeks, but it's been extended for another 7 weeks. So, it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the talent. Not only that, but the entertainment. The people are probably coming. I know after this interview, more people are going to come, and they're going to come back and see you guys again. I'm sure each show is a little bit different as you bring what it is that you're doing. Now, you guys as a team could headline and kind of take care of any kind of show. When you've got this sort of group, this ensemble here, Neil, before we got on the thing, he sort of described it as sort of the Avengers of magic. I think that's good. Champions is great too. Talk a little bit about some of the other team members that you've got there and why, they're sort of involved in the group.
Yes, so we have this a proper international cast. So as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm from England, and so me and Strange are a magic duo called Young and Strange, and we do grand scale illusions with a kind of comedy twist. And so we've been with this show for a very long time, 13 years in fact, because it started in England a long time ago. And then we also have Fernando Velasco, who is from Mexico, and he does escapes and storytelling kind of themed magic. And then the final cast member is a lady called Liberty Larson. And she's a fourth-generation magician, and her family created the Magic Castle in Hollywood, which you may have heard of. So the Larson family are magic royalty, and she's a member of our cast.
When you think about this, the magic does take on different disciplines, because you've got people that do, whether it's card tricks or things with coins, or then some that make buildings disappear, some that freeze themselves in blocks of ice, some that you saw people in half. You've got a little bit of that. Your PR person said that for those people out there that like a little drama and maybe a potential death or something, you've got like guillotines in there, you're sawing people in half. There's a little bit of gore too.
Listen, I mean, to go into a little bit more detail with you, this show really has been created from the ground up for a modern audience. It's incredibly fast-paced. The scenes change constantly, and we really do take you on a whistle-stop tour through the history of magic when you see this. So you will see a bit of everything. So if you've got kids or grandkids and they've never been to a magic show before, this is the perfect first show, because by the time you leave, you will have seen literally a bit of everything. And you'll get to know us four as well and our personalities, but also, magic has such an incredible, rich history of, everything from gory magic, kind of horror-y, that's kind of cartoony. There's nothing gory in the show. It's kind of cartoony buzzsaws and blades and spikes, all the way through to sleight of hand tricks. We make a prediction where we predict the lottery numbers that the audience will choose. And every single night in our show, a kid from the audience, I promise it's a genuine kid from the audience. It's not an actor that's with us. We don't use stooges or actors.
a kid from the audience disappears on stage every night.
Wow.
And I promise we do bring them back as well. So
I was going to say
we've been open for a week or so now. Here we've had a soft opening, and the audiences are absolutely loving it. We've had so many people. This is the most exciting thing. And we've met them afterwards, you know, in the lobby or even in the street, say, oh, we've already booked to come back. We're coming back again to see it in 3 weeks' time or something like that. And we're bringing people with us. So that's really encouraging and exciting.
Because Richard, I think there's a real thirst for the magic side of it. There was a time when it was the biggest thing out there, where David Copperfield would make the Empire State Building disappear, some things. And I think America needs this. Let the listeners know we're talking with Richard Young. He is one half of the superstar magic duo Young and Strange. They are part of the Champions of Magic Tour. You can go to championsofmagictour.com for tickets and to get in on some of those as they go. But Richard, I wanted to know from you, you're at a point now where you can shape this. You've experienced so much of it. You know what kind of resonates with the people out there, what you would like to see, and you build this show, like you said, from the ground up. But growing up, like, who were the people that inspired you? Did you grow up in a family where multiple generations were, you know, sawing each other in half and it was sort of your destiny? Or did you see Houdini movies or something and say, I got to do this?
It was, for me, I mean, although he was over here in America and I was in England, we used to get the David Copperfield TV specials on British television. And that was, for me, was what ignited my love and passion, you know, back in the 90s, all of his incredible things that he would do. so, yeah, it's, you know, for me, that was my start. Every magician's got a different story in terms of why they get into it. And hopefully, the most important thing, actually, is we inspire the next generation of magicians here. You know, we're seeing it. We sell, like every show does, you know, we sell magic kits and things like that in the lobby during intermission. And you see kids buying them and wanting them, and they're going to give it a go. So hopefully, you know, it's always the case. It does, things get passed down. It might not necessarily be through a bloodline of family, but magic has been passed down. Do you know they call it the world's second oldest profession? I think it's quite a funny title for it. It's been around for such a long time. And, you know, it's gone through all sorts of different incarnations. What? So, yeah, it's very lucky. And you know, if you don't mind me adding this, one other thing I would say, we're in downtown Chicago. We're here for the whole summer. We're here till the 23rd of August. But the thing that I would say that we're really pleased we're doing is, look, the world's a bit difficult at the minute, isn't it? There's all sorts of things going on. If you come and see our show, I promise you will escape from all of that for 2 hours. You know, you will have a good time. You'll laugh. It will work for the kids, you, grandparents, any age at all, any nationality. It's a very visual show. And, you know, you'll forget about all the stuff that's going on out there and just have a good time. And that is an absolute promise.
Yep. You get some of that entertainment for sure and escape for a bit. And of course, you've got that responsibility to inspire the next generations of magicians that you'll be able to see and maybe visit their show years from now. ChampionsOfMagicTour.com. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for that. And of course, and I was excited to see too, you're going to be on America's Got Talent coming up on June 16th on NBC. So definitely see Richard and Sam there as well. Guys, thanks so much for everything you're doing. I'm excited to see you during the summer here. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. We love being here in Chicago and love being on the show. Thank you so much.